Hi, I'm Dawn Clark, Lettings Director from Knock Dighton. Welcome to another instalment of my regular podcasts for landlords. This series is all about rental properties, and today I thought I'd start with an introduction to EPCs. So what is an EPC? An EPC is an energy performance certificate for a property which gives the property a grading relating to the energy efficiency of the building. It starts with an A rating, which is the best rating you can have, and goes all the way down to a G rating. So it looks at various elements within the building in order to actually create the EPC rating. An EPC certificate lasts for 10 years. And with rental properties, there's a minimum energy efficiency standard, which at the moment is an E. So if your property is between an A and an E rating, then it's perfectly acceptable for letting. So what an energy assessor will look at when they're putting together the EPC is all of the elements of the building, such as the walls, whether they're solid walls or whether they're cavity walls, whether there's any insulation in the walls, the roof, if it's a pitched roof or a flat roof, whether there's any loft insulation in the roof, the windows, if they're double glazed or single glazed, if they're UPVC or wooden, the main heating, so whether it's gas or oil or LPG, what type the boiler is, whether it's a combi boiler, whether there's radiators there, the heating controls as well, also the hot water, whether it's run from the main system, the lighting within the property, whether there's low energy bulbs in all fixed outlets, and the flooring, if it's solid floors, if there's any insulation in the floors as well, and any secondary heating as well. So all those elements are put together into a database and it churns out a certificate. Following that, then you need to look at whether it's acceptable for letting. If you're preparing your property for letting and you either don't have an EPC or your existing EPC is coming to the end of its 10-year term, then there are certain improvements that you can make and preparations in advance of getting a new EPC for the property in order to get the best possible rating you can. For instance, if you're looking at getting a new central heating boiler, then you need to ensure that it's a condensing boiler and it's a combination boiler in order to get the best rating. If you're looking at replacing some windows, then it's best obviously to get double glazed windows and UPVC windows if possible. Also, you need to look at the lighting. So you need to change any old-fashioned bulbs into the new LED bulbs or low energy lighting as well in order to get that maximum rating. And things like the TRVs, which are the valves on the radiators, make sure that they've got the valves on there. The loft insulation, the minimum loft insulation should be at 300 millimetres. So all those items you can go through beforehand and maybe have a word with the energy assessor to see how you can maximise the property and get the best rating possible. At some point in the future, what the legislation is stating is that minimum energy efficiency standards need to be a rating of a C. That's not set in stone yet, but this is what the government are heading towards. So always look towards trying to achieve a C rating if possible. Just want to talk about older properties. Generally, properties which are 19th century and older may have a lower EPC rating purely because of them having solid walls. So there's no cavity in the walls. So that will come through on an EPC certificate whereby the recommendation might be to have the walls insulated. And we'll talk about listed buildings as well, because some listeners might realise that listed buildings don't have to have an EPC in order to sell them. And they don't necessarily have to have an EPC in order to let them. However, the minimum energy efficiency standards comes into effect here because this is a legal requirement for a rental property. So with a listed building, even though it may not have an EPC, you would need to get an EPC carried out in order to make sure that it does comply with the efficiency standards for rentals. So, for instance, if you have an EPC that comes out with an F or a G rating, which is not compliant, you don't have to stop there because you can actually get an exemption. But what you need to do in order to get an exemption is look at the recommendations on the EPC, and it might be that you can have loft insulation, which won't affect the listed building status. However, it might also recommend that you need to get that you might need to get some wall insulation, or you might need to get new windows, and they could affect the listed building status. So at that stage, then you would need to apply for listed building consent. And it may be that the conservation officer would then put in writing that, no, you may not be able to get, you may not be able to have double glazing in this property because it will affect the status, or you may not need to, you may not have to change the walls or anything, again, because it will affect the EPC status. So once you've got that in writing, you can then apply for a MEES exemption, and then you'll be able to let the property. And a MEES exemption would last for 5 years. So that takes us through to what the recommendations are on an EPC. Generally, you would look at page 3 when it comes to the certificate itself. And page 3 will detail what improvements can be carried out and what the overall effect would be on the rating of the EPC. For instance, like we've outlined before, loft insulation, changing windows, floor insulation. So again, once you've got your EPC, you can have a look at what the recommended improvements are to what you need to do to actually improve the rating, again, to make sure that it's ready for any new standards that come out in the future. So to finish, what does an EPC cost? Well, you would need to get an energy assessor, a certified energy assessor, to carry out an EPC, and most of them are independent. Costs would be generally around £80 to £100 plus VAT. So that's generally what it costs. So that was my very brief summary on EPCs for rental properties. There's obviously so much more information available on how to prepare your property for letting and for creating a good EPC for your property. But please give me a call directly at any time on 07967 209011, or you can contact us through our social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you again.